Welcome to Lead for Clarity, where we help you, your team, and your organization get to their next level with clarity and focusing on what matters. My name is Shondell Sutherland, and I'm here with Melanie Montgomery. Melanie, we are in the last 2 weeks of 2023. We are headed smack dab into 2024. What are you excited about?
Oh, man, I'm excited for traveling.
Oh, man, where are you going?
Cambodia.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, I love this week before Christmas, after Christmas, where it is so chaotic. But the day that all those presents are opened and everyone has gone home and you've had enough Christmas cookies, this is the life coach heaven. Because what we want to do this week is we want you listening and being prepared for setting your goals for 2024. This is for you, listeners. We love you, listeners, and we want to share with you some do's and don'ts of goal setting. I think sometimes people get a strategic plan in mind, and yes, you need that. And once you get the plan in place, you got to be focused. That's what we're aiming for, but flexible. So do you have anything to add to that, Melanie?
Yeah, I just want to say right off the bat that a lot of times when I talk about goal setting, I get a lot of eye rolls and it feels simple. But really, this topic has so much depth, and we're going to frame it in a way that really helps you move forward and that you don't work on something for a few weeks in the new year and then end up reverting back. So we're really going to help you build that foundation, have the tools to really achieve what it is that you want to achieve.
And it really fits in with what we've been talking about this whole season, which is about the process of sustainable growth. And that has everything to do with setting your intentions. I love the word intentions. So Melanie, give the listeners an example of a symptom versus the cause for the new year. And why? Because it needs to be based on your values. We are very, very adamant about this at Shondell Group, that you don't just set goals because you got a problem in your life. You want your goals to be very connected to your values and what matters most to you. So instead of saying, oh my goodness, I need to lose 10 pounds. Well, why? Okay, because I value my health. I value my family. I want to go on adventures. Everything has to be tied back to right there in that center of that process wheel, which is our values.
And as we're working at the very beginning of the goal setting process, we really have to start digging into what is a symptom and what is a cause. So often we start focusing on this goal, this thing that we really want. But when we start digging into it, there's something more fundamental that's deeper that if we focus on that instead, it will have a lot of exponential effect in all aspects of our life because we only have a finite amount of time and energy. We want our goal to be really intentional and have the most impact.
So Melanie, give the listeners an example of a symptom versus the cause.
So a lot of times when we're looking at an issue, we start thinking, you know, customer service, that's something that we need to fix. It's the problem within our organization. We need to give our team members more customer service training. But customer service is probably a symptom of a deeper cause. Maybe our morale is not great and our team members are not happy and they don't really want to provide great customer service because they're frustrated within their roles. Or maybe they need some type of a tool. Maybe we need to help them with communication. Maybe we need to help them understand what we're selling. And so we have to dig into, why are we seeing our customer service struggle? And what do we need to focus on in order to create a healthier team that then will create more happy customers?
That's so good, Melanie. I'm right with you. So yeah. Melanie, I know you have a passion for going through and helping people set SMART goals. And we do it a little different here at Shondell Group. And we always say, if they want to email you, Melanie at Shondell Group, you will send them this form, but let's go over it and give people some hints. So maybe if they're driving, they can start thinking about what does 2024 really look like for me?
If you happen to be watching on YouTube, I'm going to share my screen so we can walk through this worksheet together. So as Shondell said, we do SMART goals a little bit differently here at Shondell Group. We added a few extra components to make sure that we're really thinking through our goals and how they are going to come about. So SMART goals are specific, they're measurable, they're achievable, we anticipate barriers, they're relevant and time-bound, and we make sure to celebrate our milestones. So I'm going to dig into each of these components and really help us understand how to work through these pieces. So the first one is that we need to get really specific. What is it that we want to achieve? And this is where we need to dive into what is the symptom versus what is the cause? What is it that I want to achieve that will have that exponential effect on my life? I'm thinking that I want to lose weight. Do I want to eat healthier? Do I want to, you know, look different? What is it exactly that I want to achieve? And really digging into what does that look like for me?
You really are looking at the why. Why is this important? What do you want? But it's got to be connected to that why. Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Then we want to make it measurable. We want to quantify what success looks like and what metrics we will use to measure our goal. Now, going back to that weight loss example, am I going to look at, well, if I lose 10 pounds, that's what it's going to be? Am I going to go down in a dress size? What is it that I'm actually going to achieve? And what is it that I want the outcome to be? What are those metrics? And sometimes the metrics are things that we just have to do maybe a daily check-in or a weekly check-in for some of those things that are harder to quantify. But we want to say, you know, we are going to do this self-check. I know I set a goal recently that was being better about using my planner instead of just writing things on a sticky note. I had a process where every day, every week, I would check in with myself to say, how well was I doing? And that was that metric that I was looking at. So when we're looking at the measurable component, we're really looking at what does success look like?
I think the reason it's so important that we know we're successful is because I think we're always in this mode of achieving or not achieving. And I always really think this is important in this measurable part because sometimes the goal changes along the way and that's a good thing. But we have to know, and the measurement is going to help us know, and this is that focus but flexible piece. We're going after this, but the metric needs to change so that we stay on task or we abandon it, but at least we know we're making progress.
Yeah, and if we don't have a measurable goal and we don't have quantifiable metrics, a month down the road, we're like, am I making progress? I don't know. You know, where should I be? Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
No, because a month in it is the hardest part. Well, the hardest part after doing it for a week. So like there's these different parts that are hard. All right, let's go on to the A.
So the next one is make sure that it's achievable. So here we want to say, is our goal realistic? If you're like me, you like to take on the entire world and accomplish everything overnight. And so we have to really say, is this actually something that I can achieve in this amount of time? And really dig into how will I get there and what are the essential steps? So if my goal is to lose 10 pounds, am I going to change the way that I eat? Am I going to go to the gym? How am I actually going to accomplish that and really figure out what are those steps to make sure that I will be able to get there?
Yeah, and I feel like this one really makes you be more creative. You know, like, okay, for 1 month, I'm going to track workouts. For the next month, I'm going to count calories. Sometimes we need other people even to speak into the steps that we can take. We want to do something new and creative. So I think this is a really important thing to also get other people involved. But in the end, you got to want to do it.
Yeah, and this is where self-awareness is so important because we know ourselves well. We know what we might need, and we can create as much or as little structure as we need to be able to be successful. And I know for some things, I really need like that accountability partner. And for other things, I'm just more intrinsically motivated, can do it. So we really have to figure out what does that look like. So our next one is anticipate barriers. Here we really want to look at what might stand in the way and how will we overcome these obstacles. This is one that we added into our SMART goals. We want to start thinking ahead that we're going to have a mindset of growth, of opportunity, of challenge, because things are going to come up. things are going to happen, and we want to be ready to overcome those obstacles and not just say, oh, I'm stuck. I can't get over this. Something came up. And really looking at when something happens, what are we going to do? So going back to this weight loss example, if I get sick and I'm not able to go to the gym for a week, how am I going to overcome that? Am I going to go extra on another day? Am I going to eat different? What happens if I get super busy at work and I don't have time to go before work? Then am I going to change my eating habits? Am I going to choose another time? So really thinking through what might happen, what does my life look like, and what are the challenges that I typically face, and what am I going to do in the face of that?
And I think that this is another reason why having community around you to help you set your goals is key. Because I know, like, I'm really good at coming up with ideas. Now, I don't really like to follow them all the way through, right? So that's where I need the second A. Well, the barrier is I'm going to get bored and want to do something else. And so I feel like that is a time, that, especially using your coach or your husband or anyone to help you, is key here. We don't want to be doing these alone.
Yeah, absolutely. So the next one is that we want to set relevant goals. Here we want to dig even further into why do you want to achieve this goal and what impact will success have? So if my goal is to lose weight, do I want to do this because I really just want to be healthier? I want to feel better. And if I get to that point, I think that will have a bigger impact on my energy level, on my relationships, on my ability to focus. When we're looking at this, that's when we're digging into, is my goal going to have that exponential effect? Is it going to make a big difference in my life in the way that I really want it to?
I love the book called The One Thing, and really asking yourself, what is the one thing that I can do, that I can achieve, that'll help make all of these other issues really go away? And I think that's the opportunity right there in that relevant. Is this going to help me? Is that the one thing I need to do? And man, when you can get clear on that, then you kind of get this shot of energy. Yes, this will unlock everything else for me. I love that.
Yes, definitely. And then we look at make it time bound. When will we measure and reevaluate your goal, and what checkpoints do you need? Part of this is, when do we need to reevaluate? So we're saying that this is not stagnant. We can change if we need to. So say maybe I decided to lose 15 pounds in 3 months, and I'm going to evaluate once a week, but really I'm going to sit down once a month and check in on where I'm at. Well, after that 1 month, if I've only lost 2 pounds, maybe I need to say, maybe this isn't the right metric. Maybe I'm gaining muscle and losing fat, and so I'm looking the way I want, but it's not actually, I'm not measuring up the way that I want to. We have to give ourselves the freedom to have pivots in this stage to say, am I in the right direction? Do I need to make changes? Maybe I need to change my diet more than I thought I would. Maybe I don't have as much time to dedicate to the gym. And so we really want to say, when am I checking in? And how do I know when I'm going to pivot and what those checkpoints are?
That's so good. Yeah. I call all goal setting, like I said before, focused and flexible. And this allows that flexibility without going off the rails. And being able to do this, we have to have milestones. We also need to celebrate them as we go along. Right, Melanie?
Yep. And that's the next piece, is don't forget to celebrate yourself and your milestones. So here we really need to dig in. What are my milestones? What are those milestones that I am looking forward to hitting that come before the big goal? So maybe that's, I'm going to lose 5 pounds. Maybe that's, I'm going to fit into this pair of jeans that I haven't worn in a year. What is it that I'm going to celebrate? This might actually be the hardest part of this goal setting, is how are you going to celebrate them? How are you going to celebrate yourself? I know for me and a lot of the people that I work with, we don't like celebrating ourselves. We don't like to bring attention to what we're doing. Asking that question, what do you do to celebrate? What will you do to celebrate, is a big one, and really finding an answer to that. Because a lot of time it's like, I don't know, like pat on the back, cool. But do something. Give yourself some type of a reward. If you lost 5 pounds, maybe you get to go buy a new outfit. What does that look like where you can really celebrate your accomplishments and lean in those moments?
I love that. And I think another thing is, if you don't do well in celebrating or kind of thinking through that, I've done this before and it was so helpful in goal setting. I love reading people's Christmas letters. So if you have one, send it to me. I read them all. I love them. Because you just get this whole year, what happened? And the smaller the print, the better. I have these readers that'll help me out. Mm-hmm. But my point is in that sometimes a really helpful tool is if you write your 2024 letter now, before it is even 2024, and you go, well, this year, and it's a creative way to kind of write, what did you do about this goal? And sometimes when we just get into a different part of our brain, which that's much a right brain activity, you can't believe the solutions that our brain will give to us.
I love that.
It's really definitely fun. So what are some other things that we can help our listeners with to achieve their goals and their goal setting? And what can we do, Melanie? What other hints can we give them?
I think being able to talk about your goals with someone can be really, really helpful. I know that when I set something for myself, I don't always follow through with it because I'm only accountable to myself, which I should be more accountable to myself than I am to others. But when I have that check-in and that person is asking me, how are you doing? I then push myself harder to make sure that I'm doing it. Having that person can be really, really helpful to just keep us on track and keep us accountable.
That's so good. I'm going to be writing in our newsletter. So folks, if you do not get our newsletter, be sure and go to just shondell.com and you can get it or just email us. I'm going to be talking about how you reflect on your year and how do you use that to set goals. We're going to get you both in the written form and here on the podcast and give you different tools. So no matter how you're wired or what your need is, we're going to help you reach these goals. Right, Melanie?
Absolutely. Yes.
So Melanie, what does it look like when one of your clients is successful? What have you seen in coaching people to get to their next level using this tool?
That's such a great question. Within our coaching program, I have weekly check-ins where they let me know how they're doing on each of their goals and also just how they're doing as a person. What I've seen as most successful is just a lot of reflection week to week. And being compassionate with themselves and saying, here's what I learned, here's what I grew, but really pushing through it. One example that comes to mind is Scott. He and I worked really hard on finding
Hi, Scott.
Scott. Oh, yes.
He did wonderful in your coaching. Okay, I can't wait to hear this.
Yes. He and I worked really diligently to figure out what the best goal would be for him. He wanted to do a better job within the role that he was holding. We pushed into that to say, well, what's holding you back? And we really dug into that. And over a few weeks, we came up with, sometimes he leaned into a fear of failure and he really needed to embrace putting himself out there, challenging himself and not being afraid to fail. From day one or from the day one of the goal setting, he really put himself in as many situations as possible to challenge himself. I was so impressed and proud every week of him telling me multiple examples of him putting himself out there, whether it be having a hard conversation with a friend or saying something difficult at work. Really looking at how is he pushing himself. As we went along, he started saying, I feel so comfortable doing this. I'm not afraid to fail anymore. Yeah. I did this and it was easy. Not easy, but it didn't feel scary. And so by the end, even before the end, he was like, I don't even know if I really need this as a goal to focus on because I feel like it's part of who I am now. Mm. And that was so powerful and amazing. He really embraced that and continues to challenge himself daily and really do difficult things and put himself out there.
He really does do that. And that is not a part of his story anymore. So good job, Melanie. And I think that's as good of a landing of a plane as we can get with that daily check-in. That is not an issue. Isn't that so cool?
It is. It really is. That's the best part of being a coach and as a trainer is seeing people hit their milestones, seeing people succeed and live fulfilled lives, because I really saw him be more fulfilled in being able to put himself in those situations and really go after what he wanted and just happier, more confident and set in really what he wants and who he is. And I love that for him.
Yeah. And I love it too, because he's living his dream job now. And that wouldn't have happened without your coaching. So Melanie, I think that is a great way for us to end this year. So we will see you all in 2024. We encourage you to follow us on social media and More than ever, we want to thank you for listening, for subscribing. It's been a great year, hasn't it, Melanie?
It really has.
So we're going to say goodbye to 2023, and we will see you in 2024. And until then, be the best you can be today.
Bye-bye.